This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Hi! Sabah el khair. Oh, that voice you hear is the number one Habibi in my life. The only Nicole Byer. Hi!
Yeah.
And Nicole, is this a drag podcast?
This is the one and only drag podcast that reviews RuPaul
on the whole internet.
On the whole dang internet. Like, we are it. I love it. It feels so good to be exclusionary and
yes,
and just like alone on this island, you know?
Preeminent, exclusive, hot yes. drops. And we are incredible. I'm dead. Because we have one of the best drag queens on this fucking planet of Earth.
Yes.
With us. She's the best. She's incredible. Monique Hart!
Meow. Moo. Hello. Hello, world. Hello, America.
Are you brown cow?
Yes, as long as they keep paying my rent. Mm-hmm. Yes, girl, it keeps paying the bill. So we are very moo.
I have a question.
We are utterly with moisture.
Ooh, my God, milking Monique, it for every penny.
I have a question. What's behind you? Is that a painting or?
It's a tapestry.
Oh, okay. I love a tapestry.
Yeah, she's
pussy
gorgeous.
Got wet as you said that. You're putting
right.
Tapestry.
She's very gorgeous. I'm gonna send her to you.
She's stunning.
I can't. She's sliding. I can't. It's heavy.
She's perfect though. She's attacking you.
It's the subwoofer.
She's like, you will not talk about me.
Oh my God. I guess we're here in a new season of Drag Race. Can you fucking believe it? We got new girls.
Yes.
Even though the Rona was here, that didn't stop the season
yes.
of Drag Race.
Season 13 is here. We've got plexiglass. Thick plexiglass dividers
my
between
God.
The Rue, judges, Michelle.
Which you know all about, because you
yes.
no spoilers, but girl, you are a guest judge.
I'm a guest judge, and you better believe my name was in that Deadline article.
You better believe it.
I was like, oh my God. I love that they named me, but then I was like, oh, I'm probably one of the most insane people, because like, we filmed... I think Drag Race was like, it was one of my first jobs back to like work. And I think a lot of people might have been like, oh, no. And I was like, yes, I would die for this.
Exactly.
Course, yes. Yes, exactly. Absolutely. I passed yes. right away.
What did you wear this time?
What did I wear? You'll have to see.
Honestly, I love it. I'll die. I'll die to watch a girl shablam for the 800th time. Yes.
Yes. And I wonder if they're going to use this in the promo, but I almost fell on the runway.
Probably. Like, based on Got Mick.
Almost.
Yes, they'll use it.
Fucking ate it. Like, in a way where I was like, oh no.
That floor gives, girl, and it is slippery.
It really is slippery.
Slippery, girl.
And I wore heels, no, and I usually wear like a little chunky block, but I wore I wore stripper shoes. And
I cannot wait for this look, bitch. I cannot wait for this look.
They're gonna use it. Just know that. Just know that.
Oh, I cannot wait.
They got the dividers. Confident.
Yes,
which is dividers. The modern day equivalent of leeches, because it's like, I mean, if you're tested, then what are we doing? You think this plexiglass is going to save you? No, you need Jesus.
I think the thought is just in case you turn and say something, like you hit the wall.
Also, Rue is a germaphobe.
Oh, okay?
I gotta germaphobe. Say, it was one of the safest sets that I have been on.
Yeah.
It was like kind of a bummer because like you get to kiki and like eat lunch with like Michelle and you know and whatnot and like just talk, but you couldn't do that. Like I had my trailer, walked to set with a mask, like a shield. Uh-huh. You sit down and there's the dividers and you're like, oh, you kind of have to yell to be heard, but then like you don't want like to spritz your like loudness. Yeah. So then you're like, okay, we don't really talk. And then there's like everything was wiped down constantly. Mm-hmm. It was I felt very safe. And then I was tested so many times, so many times.
Mouth, nose, puss. Where'd they put?
They
the
put it right in my asshole. And
okay.
Yes!
I was like, you can't be scooping my butt like that. And they were like, do you want to come on Drag Race or not? And I was like, yes, scoop it. No, it was just a nose, a deep nose one.
Yeah. Fuck. What was y'all's, like, Monique? I mean, you have been on the show, and you are truly one of the best queens that's ever been on the show, period.
Thank you.
Period. What was it like watching this first episode? What were your first impressions?
I sincerely watched the first episode because I was coming on to this podcast. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Normally I don't. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, my friends generally trap me in the house. They're like, hey girl, what are you doing? Come on over, girl. Yeah, girl, let's just all right, girl. Da-da-da-da. Boom, Drag Race, bitch. You wanna watch? No, bitch, I don't wanna watch.
Help!
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Put me through the PTSD, right?
The doors are locked.
Literally.
Why is that? Are you just like, it's like hearing about someone else's dream. You're like, I don't need to hear.
Oh,
what is it?
Shady.
No.
No. Girl,
I mean, like,
watching the show is very much like, ooh, Jesus. I think now going through the pandemic, I processed everything that I didn't process. Remember, I was on back to back. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any kind of break. And I traveled the world from Australia back to like Norway, Amsterdam, and back to Brazil. So no breaks for like near 2 years. So
yeah.
It was just a lot that I had not processed about my own shit. One of the reasons why I wanted to win was because I thought it would like help heal that. And because I still do drag. So, you know what I mean? I don't know. It was just kind of whatever. But now, like, I watched it after the first episode and I didn't feel none of my trauma. I looked at Michelle. Yeah, girl. I saw a photo of Michelle and actually prayed a blessing. Like, no fool. She's like a real. I was like, Holy Spirit, bless her. Like, because she's right and she's accurate. A little shady, but that's for the business. but, you know what I mean? I watched the show and I was like, oh, I felt the same joy I felt watching, I think, the very first season I got into.
Mm-hmm.
Was it up season one? I think it was season 3 or 4 with Dieter Ritz.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She was on Four. Uh-huh.
Four. So that was when I had like this little like gay group and we were like, so it was that same kind of joy. I was doing mm-hmm. it live with the people. So people were agreeing and then having my little insight about it, knowing what's a yes, what's a no, what the judges, when the judges say this, you already know. You know, very, very nice. So it was, it's a joy to watch it now. I'm excited to watch it now.
Yeah.
Also, my bank account says, bitch, you ain't got no damn issues right now.
So it was a lot. Like, I think you have that experience with a lot of girls where it's just like, watching yourself is weird. I don't think a lot of performers,
oh, I live
period.
For that. I
you
love
do.
My confessional. Now that was, oh, in, oh bitch, hello.
Good, you should. You give, like, you're the best confessional queen on the show's history, like, ever.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, would you go back when they're finally like, we need you again. We need you to come
back.
Oh,
bitch. I had the seamstresses on deck. I would say, I'm going. The costumes, I would push. Like, I'm going to let y'all know, I had a month to get ready, and I turned out Drag Race and still have a closet and a half worth of fabric and materials that we still have not used yet.
Yeah.
So, okay, so the bitch dropped coins. So she's ready that we gonna go back to Santee Alley and stock up again, girl. Don't worry. But I would push it. I would slay you hoes again. I did it season 10. I came back. I won the show and then they gave it to Monet. But I'm thankful, girl. Yeah. I surely would go back.
I want Ooh. You back. That moment where you fall out on All Stars 4 is one of my favorite drag. Where you fall out when you and Latrice stay?
No, girl, it was like, because you knew that moment was coming, bitch. Mm-hmm. First of all, they took too long bringing the girls back in. So we were like, oh, okay, so they bringing the girls back. Because at first we was nervous. Because at first, I ain't going to lie, at first we thought, oh, they saving Valentina, bitch. Because that's what we thought, because we was over the bitch. We was very, very over her. We were like, we're done. Chop her. Send her home. But she was doing whatever. She was like, I'm not ready.
She was boiling.
She made RuPaul wait. Oh, I said, oh, send the bitch home. Send the bitch
she
home.
She made RuPaul wait.
Bitch, send RuPaul. Send her home, girl. Changing things. She stayed. So when that happened, I was just like, because I was ready to fight RuPaul. Like, I was like old school. See me in the parking lot, girl. I felt so disrespected. I was like, okay, when you wash it back, and I was like, that is all New York. That is my New Yorker. Like, oh, I'm about to like, oh, straight up. What's good?
Yeah.
Straight up, bitch. I'm in my Reeboks Vaseline up with a do-rag and sweatpants, bitch. What's good?
Your lips are like.
She called my name and I was like, yes. Oh.
Oh.
Okay, love you. Bye.
I mean, I often think about like being on the show and I'm like, it's hard. Ooh. And it gets harder every fucking year.
So hard.
Yes.
Like this episode where it's like, great. Because I knew what the gag was. I just didn't know how it was going to play out. Mm. And I was like, oh shit. Like, two walk in, another queen walks in, you hear you already done had hers, mm-hmm. and then it's like, oh, go to the main stage. And you're like, wait, I didn't wear something to lip sync in. Like, I looked cute to Kiki with the girls and get to know them and have our first mini challenge or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you got to, ooh, wait.
Mean.
That was.
Nope.
Oof.
Mean. It's mean. And it's because you're like, everyone knows that's the look that's not really going to get judged. So to have them come in and then have the girls be like, oh, you recovered from cancer? Well, you're going home first. Great. Bye. Bye. It's so fucked up.
Love Tamisha Amon, when she was like, when Rue was like, you got to send one home. And she was like, well, I'm the only black girl. I was like, say it loud, say it proud. That's how you stay? You played it. That's a good, make the bad guilty. And you stay.
You say scary movie rules. You have to keep me or else. Don't Freddy Krueger me.
What's the only movie that we made it to the end? Was it Deep Blue Sea with LL Cool J?
But did Samuel get chomped in that one? Didn't he get scomped really hard in that one? Who got like...
Oh. But we at least made it to the end.
Yeah, I think I all made it to the end. And that's all we want, you know, just to make it to the end. If we lose one along the way, it's okay.
It's a journey. It's a journey.
Too. Well, we got robbed in, I still know what you did last summer, where they killed Makai and Brandy.
and then save the whites.
Rude. Which is so rude. Where is so Mekhi rude. Pfeiffer? Where he at?
Still sexy as hell.
He is yes, stunning.
Just grating cheese on his fucking body somewhere.
Oh,
should we talk?
What?
Oh, talk to me about Mekhi. Keep going.
When O came out, I was like, what? Ooh, another modern version of a Shakespearean play and Mekhi Pfeiffer's in it? Ooh-wee! Ooh, give it to me. I was so excited. I loved it. I think I saw it like 3 times.
Can we at least talk about the hood national anthem now? Belly?
Belly!
I've never seen Belly.
What?
I know. I've never seen a lot of things.
That has one of the best sex scenes. I'm telling you. Hot. Girls went to school innocent before that movie came out. And then after that, they were like, I want a thug. And I'm so serious. I had a girlfriend before that movie came out. And then as soon as that movie came out, girl, she watched it. She was like, I want a thug. I want a thug.
What about the soundtrack? What about the soundtrack?
It was DMX coming out that shower, grease, butterball wet when he grabbed his wife, girl. And she was glistening. She was beautiful. Girl, just rough trade. Just
I mean, this sounds right up my alley. I love getting roughed up. I just found out that my Theragun isn't too strong for my pussy.
I knew it. I knew you could put your Theragun on your pussy.
What is a Theragun?
Oh, it is like a massage gun that like literally is it's intense. Yeah, yeah. But
lowest setting?
Isn't it essentially like a personalized like hand fucker just without the dick nubbed off?
I mean, yes. You could put like a dick on it. And I think it wouldn't get deep. Also, I've looked up sex machines and I'm about to spend $200 on one.
Oh my God.
I mean, did you set it to Nas
or DMX? Yeah, I mean, we can all agree, right? Like, DMX is the harder dick down than Nas.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I think
in the movie.
What do you think?
Okay, Nas. I mean, Nas is, we know that DMX is crazy, girl. He might actually choke you out.
See, that's why.
Tie you up and then leave you there. Forgot that you was in the hotel.
Yeah.
Bitches, 3 weeks later, your mama thought you was dead somewhere. Girl.
Yeah, because if you a dog, you a dog for life. You know what I mean?
Where was I?
The rat, the cat, the dog. I don't need DMX. I need Nas. I can't.
I was at a party and DMX was at the party. And I can't remember if it was New York or LA, but I was like, and he
did he love it?
He did, and he barked back at me. And I was like, ooh.
Slightly turned on, girl. Slightly turned on.
I was like, ooh. And I can't remember what else I said to him. I said something else. He does it for me.
Should we talk about Drag Race?
Yes. Let's talk about Drag Race.
About black, when she said black to the end, and then length, and then the vibrator, that all, you know, just DMX and Nas.
You know?
I love.
Real quick, D'Angelo.
Please.
How does it feel? Ooh.
When that camera commits a crime by not going 1 inch deeper.
But not low enough.
Wah! When he hits the yeah. that, oh my God. And the muscles are popping. Okay.
So
I'm eating salad. Okay, Drag Race.
So Candy, let's talk about the entrances. Candy Muse comes in first. She says, from the hood to Hollywood. And she's wearing this denim little skirt with the boom box that's denim. Is this a chirp or a burp?
This is a chirp. I love it. I think she's cute. I'm a big Candy Muse fan.
Yeah.
I think she's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
She's so funny. There's an incredible video of her with her drag sisters, Dahlia and, I cannot remember, Janelle?
Aja? Oh, you're saying Janelle. The new sisters.
They were all House of Aja. Mm-hmm. Plus Momo Shade, and Momo Shade went somewhere.
Uh-huh.
I had gotten all the juice and I like forget it, but it's Janelle. Sure. Candy and Dahlia walking in slow motion, and Candy, her like heel just forsakes her and she goes down hard and it's funny. And she like posted it to be like, I'm okay, it's funny. She makes me laugh so hard. Her alone
she's
in the VIP
effortless.
Is so, she's so, she's just funny.
Yep.
So, and I,
she's
and
so
I love that look.
Funny.
I just, I love her.
She's going to be a real treat.
It was a chirp. I also got to drop that box off to her right before she left.
Yeah. You did.
Word. I did. I got to drop that off to her. So I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. she looked right. Okay. Mm-hmm. For the people, the hairstylists out there, that's what blonde hair is supposed to look like. It was toned. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was smooth. It didn't look like ramen, wet ramen.
Oh. So what are you saying about Joey J? Because Joey J comes. Okay.
It was a lace front from Amazon. That's why we can't find them no more on Amazon, girl. They just sold out. Okay. She was like, oh, this is 125 for, like, you know, that was worth 14 inches, maybe a 20, 22 inches, whatever. It needed a conditioning treatment. It needed a toner. Even if you didn't want a toner, just purple conditioner, shimmer lights. Mm-hmm. It's like $12.99 at Sally's, girl. It's spit. Leave it up there for an hour. Give you like a little iridescent hue. It was something. The chicken feathers.
So is it a chirp or, I mean, yeah, she was molting, like, you know, when they chase the chicken on Survivor because they're trying to catch it.
Girl, I'm going to let you know this. Forget that she molted in the entrance room.
Uh-huh.
When RuPaul looked at the feathers.
Oh, no. That's
when you knew she was good. Because she performed. She was good. You know what I mean?
She was good.
Like, she was good. I will tell you that Candy owned. She exuded. Mm-hmm. There was nothing molting. Because Candy didn't do too much. She just pooched.
Yes.
It's a very mid-tempo song. You can't do too much.
It was very like a drag run. Like there's a small room at the Standard in New York. The hotel is a small place. You just pooch. Hey, I just thank you. Get the money, bitch. Get the money, bitch. Get the money, bitch.
And you reach over the guy who's really into his fries to get the tip you, from the person behind.
Slap him. Get out the way. Give me a dollar. Steal a french fry. What is this? We can't do that no more, girl. You can't roll up on nobody and, like, drink their beer like you used to back in the club.
Miss it. Girl. Miss.
I liked Joey J's entrance look.
It was cute conceptional.
Yes, I guess.
Maybe it would have been... It would have been like a real chirp, because I'm going to soft chirp it. It would have been like a hard chirp and like a real chirp if, if she wasn't molting as much. If it was like, you know.
Even if they were turkey, like turkey feathers would have sat solid. You know what I mean? She would have molted, but it wouldn't have, you know. And I get, like, we were in the middle of a pandemic when everybody left.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? And she's from the sticks, if I'm mistaken. So she probably went to Joann's. Wasn't like she had fancy alley. So we can give grace. I think, here you go, maybe Red Fofer could have given her the same kind of.
Yeah, or like a boa. Like, truly gone to Party City and gotten a boa.
But that is a boa. It's still chicken feathers, though.
Oh,
it's still going to melt.
Oh, okay. I'm on board.
You know, it worked. She labels her, she says filler cream when she walks in. And it's,
I was like,
okay.
Why would you say that? Why would
I don't know.
Like,
why?
My therapist, she says, you know, be nice to yourself. And it's like, a filler queen means you're like, you're just there to go home. Mm-hmm. So why would you say that as your entrance? I was like, Joey J.
Bad. Okay. Like, I just feel like that was like career, unless she's funny episode two and does something to stay.
Right.
You've kind of just written the bag on your career. Like, no one's touring this year, sis, probably until like late June. You know what I mean? At least in the States.
Where, totally.
You know, even if they are touring, there, you know what I mean? But like, they're going to have to do it outside, or they're going to have to charge more to do it inside, and it's going to be less people.
Right.
So that's going to affect your bag.
I thought she was making a joke. I was like, oh, does she have filler? And I was like, oh, no, she doesn't have filler in her face. She's just making fun of herself. Okay.
Yeah, cool. I think maybe sometimes people, it's not even like setting the bar low. It's being self-deprecating.
Yeah.
So if just in case you fail, I already said it. So like, you don't have, I already said it. So like, don't tell me.
This is Drag Race. And you made it, though.
Yeah, it's like going into an audition room and going, I'm a little nervous before you start the audition. It's like, why would you let them know? Everyone there is rooting for you. Every single person watching the show is rooting.
Yeah. And
the makeup was cute and different. I love that. It was a little younger. No, she needed a little bit more contour, kind of, because she was a little like pale in the face. Okay.
I didn't mind it. She should have shaved a little closer. And I liked her. She did a nice... Her lipstick.
Her lipstick was cute.
It was like a nice ombre.
I thought she looked a little ghostly.
I liked her.
And I also didn't get why she was scared of the violin riffs. Why are you scared of the violin riffs in the lip sync? I don't know.
I thought it was like a pretty evenly matched lip sync. And I do think Candy kind of made it her own as opposed to like, I'm performing. Candy was like, I'm performing as Candy. Like when she lip syncs, I was like, I can hear the lisp. You know what I'm saying? I see it and I'm like, that's talent. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
Just by like opening your mouth, I can hear you.
Yeah. Very
absolutely.
Bad.
And the start and stop of the boombox. Come on.
Brilliant.
That was great.
That was great. That New Yorker, like her, when I saw Monet in that, I saw Bob in that, like,
yeah.
I'm jumping ahead. I'm saying even very Tina Burner in that. Like, it's an ism.
Yes, New York queens are, they give you like, start to finish fantasy. It's like the music started, so like your fantasy has started. It's not when the words start. It's not, you know, because I'm gonna turn it on now. It's like I'm on from stuff. I miss New York drag a lot.
Yeah.
Like I
used to
be my jam.
Bitch, did you ever go to the Monster? Like before they said that horrible shit about black people.
No.
Yeah, bro, they used to do Look Queen down there, girl. It was very, very fabulous.
Wait, is that in the Village?
Yes, across the street from, I think, Stonewall.
Yes, then I have been there.
Okay, then yeah. Girl, it's a good time. And there was always some sexy rough trade.
Mm-hmm.
always. Just standing in the back, girl, in the dark, in the cut. Just standing there.
just with brass knuckles on. Girl. Oh, my God. So next, we should talk about Denali. Denali comes on. She says, let me break the ice. Ice skater fantasy.
Cute. I love it. She's adorable.
Adored. I hated the hair, but she was puss. Like,
I didn't mind the hair. I liked it.
I didn't mind the hair. What? Tell me why.
The lace line was too harsh for me.
Okay.
It also made her contour look even more like hard. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't
feel
it was soft. I also feel like the braid to me was too harsh of a braid. I feel like they could have softened it to give it more of a fantasy fairy tale. Instead, it felt like it was like a tribal braid with just this, instead of like the full, like, just soften it. That's it. But the whole look, like the fact that the stones were, the tights were stoned and the rhinestone boots, I want to pay off.
The cute. They were so cute. And then the fact that she could just walk, I mean, I've never ice skated before, so like, I don't know how to walk in them. But I'm like, bitch, you on the ground. You just walking?
Yeah.
It just hurts. It just hurts. It just feels like you're on top of a fucking blade. Yeah.
Unless you felt the fantasy that you were in high heel shoes as a little queer youth when you went, bitch, I wanted,
I love it. I love it. She immediately shades Lala Ree's look, and Lala Ree came in saying, oh, what you say, Lala Ree is here to slay.
I like Lala Ree. I think she, honestly, like, she radiates this energy that, like, she makes me smile. I really like her. I thought the look was, like, a little basic, but, like, I think her personality makes up for it. I think she's one of those queens that has a personality that's like, you can wear what you want. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I like you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very, very that. Second, all of that. I'm just going to say, never wear white.
White is hard. White, especially
with the net, you know, especially because as soon as she took it off, now here you go. The thing is, they were holding them girls for however long they were holding them. Mm-hmm. So she probably left with it on. So the constant taking on is just creating layers and layers of brown, which didn't really. So that's one thing. I think she came very ready to do anything. I just feel this is season 13.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you think she was like, it's white and I know I'm only going to wear this once. That's why I didn't spend too much money on it.
No, but she did. The problem is, like, that white netting, I'm going to tell you, is $125 a sheet.
Oof.
Okay, so it's stone. Like, it's expensive. Wow. And then she had the tighter stoned sheet mesh on her chest or her bodysuit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cheap. She spent ducats. She felt her fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
You just go because these are branding moments, you have to remember that the world is watching. And mm-hmm. this is more, so sorry, but this is more than just going on Drag Race. Once we shut down and the tour stopped, drag has shifted. It became digital. Like, your mindset has to go a little different. So these are the moments where brands are looking at stars. Candy said there's mm-hmm. a difference between being a drag queen and being a star. I believe mm-hmm. that, you know, you can, everybody can be a star, find your star at a different time. But just moments, you just want strong moments because those will live forever. Mm-hmm. Everybody doesn't get a second chance. So that's damn. My only thing.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
I also wish she was wearing a higher boot. I think a yeah. thigh high, like a thigh high patent leather white boot would have fucking, I think it would have just changed the outfit. Like, you would have been like, that's a look.
If she would have had chaps and that thing
yes.
with a white, like, cowboy hat, very light.
Yes, yes,
it would have
yes.
been a full conceptualized. Uh-huh. But those are the things that, as being the it girl, because you can tell she's that girl back home, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. until you go through the process of refinement, and like, you will hate Michelle Visage, but you go, I get your eye now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what's Beyonce walking into the event with, not what mm-hmm. she was performing when you, it's.
You're right. True. You're right.
You are 100% right. And the lip sync though, I mean, they do When I Grow Up, which is a fun song. I mean, look, Coco Montrese did this lip sync better, but...
thank you!
There you go.
It was meh.
I know. And Denali's fighting her garment like she's on WWF.
Oh my god! Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. If you don't know you're lip syncing, you're not... Everyone dressed to walk 4 steps and then sit down and wait to see everybody else.
That's
so
what.
Like, I don't fault nobody for having to hold up their garment, for like not being able to move the way they normally do. Mm-hmm. But I do think, I think Lala brought it just a little bit more.
That split?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That jump?
Yeah.
Girl, that was it. I think that was the moment, like, it's been the moment that we've seen on social media that you're like, oh, this bitch turns it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She gives me the energy. Here you go. She gives me the girl. That performance gives me the performance. She goes, it's Friday night. What the money look like? Okay. All right. What? They got money? They ain't got no money? What song you just do? Oh, okay, girl. Okay. Play When I Grow Up. Bow, boo.
That's what
I was saying. And then the money starts to come out, and then you want to give them that final da 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 da.
Uh-huh.
Kill them with the split. Yep. That's slam what that was, girl. Now, here you go. What she did not give me was, this is, you are getting the chop as far as you know. You were uh-huh. going home.
Uh-huh.
Bitch, you know the song. Bitch, this is your moment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She should have turned it. I wanted so much more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just felt like she maybe she knew she had this one in the bag. So she
I
said, bitch,
so.
I know I'm staying. I don't know, because
present.
I know Denali to be a dancer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
I think the skates fucked her.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah, I think this.
I'm gonna say this. You have to study the show on some level and go, we can watch old seasons. These hoes had to jump into a bucket of water, a tub of
yes.
water,
yep.
and swim. They had to be ready to be thrown into a wind tunnel or on some mm-hmm. spinning thing. So for me, yes, you want a pussy ass look, but you need to be ready for everything. Oh, can I say mm-hmm. pussy? A very sickening
yes,
ass
pussy.
Look.
I would like it if you said it again, actually.
Pussy.
Pussy.
Yes, pussy. Padusi. You know, that's a place in Kentucky. Padusi.
No, Padusi?
Padukie. It's called, no, it's called Paducah.
Padukie.
No, it's not Padukie. It's called Paducah, Kentucky. I Paducah. Said Padusi. It's Padukie. Paducah. Paducah. Anyway, okay. Anyway, the point is, you just need to be ready. So I just always look at the girls and go, if they throw anything at you, are you ready? And that's mm-hmm. shoes included. That's look. That's the whole thing, because this is Drag Race and you on a different season. So you know that. So I kind of go, shoes, like, yeah, it's conceptualized. Great. Mm-hmm. It would have been cute if she would have had the fantasy, maybe did the whole Tina, whatever, the whole lady that cut that lady with the...
Nancy Kerrigan?
You know, that. So that way it was in hand. But you're mm-hmm. still ready because you don't know.
Right.
But it was still gorgeous. It was still gorgeous.
It was cute. It was cute.
I like the nipples, though.
You like the nipples.
I did. When she did the handstand and you saw the nipples, I feel like drag is evolved now. I really kind of wish you would have just left it alone. The judges would have been like, we didn't care that you just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. If it falls off, it falls off. But this is the business. The show keeps going.
I thought she was going to make a joke of it because the song says, when I grow up, I want to have boobies. I thought, uh-huh. I was like, girl, use Boom. It, make it a joke.
Boom.
I don't Boom. Know. Well, we're going to talk about the rest of this episode right after this. Break!
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back my break.
And we're back with our incredible guest, Monique Hart. And we want to know, Monique, what did you think about Simone's entrance when she says, "Don't let the smooth taste fool you, baby"?
Okay, so I'm just letting the world know, because this is an international syndicated podcast. You're looking at your winner right there, okay? She is your winner. We're not even doing it, oh, because she is Black. No, bitch, we're not Barack Obama in this shit. No, bitch.
No.
She is stamped and qualified, okay?
Yeah.
Girl, first of all, now here you go. My only thing, the look was pussy. It was herself.
Yes.
I'm totally stealing it, okay? And yes, it homage to her. Now she...
It was incredible.
It was genius. Incredible. The hair was right. The makeup was right. She looked like a supermodel. Them legs greased. No Dita Ritz here at all.
Greased.
Right. My only thing. There was just no shape to.
Right.
Even now, here you go. Even if the dress has no shape, I felt like she should have been cinched. Mm-hmm. So that way, so it just...
It would, so fall, it would
lay a little bit better. Yeah. Mm. I didn't mind it because, like, she and Gigi Good are like drag sisters, I believe.
Very that.
Or they're like best friends or same difference. And I House feel like they're Avalon. Very like androgynous body, very mm-hmm. feminine face. And mm-hmm. I'm into it. I like it. Like, Gigi is stunning. And so mm-hmm. is Simone. Yeah, Simone
it just
is
wasn't the shape.
Stunning.
I just felt like it just wasn't a flattering shape.
Sure.
I felt mm-hmm. it was very refrigerator.
Okay, right. fair.
With all of right. this pussy ass leg. That's, mm-hmm. that's it.
But you just wanted you just wanted her to hit tab on the keyboard. Just tab. Just one paragraph little thing in. There we go.
Cause she is, I just felt like it would have just accentuated her legs more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man,
just,
her legs.
Our pussy, I wanna buy
her
them.
Legs. If she, you touch like, them, you fall like you're on a train.
She better put insurance on them.
Her skin under that light dances. I'm like, yes. I was like, I'm jealous. My skin has, my skin just doesn't look, it doesn't do that. It's just, oh, she's beautiful. And then.
You need coconut oil. That's all you need.
No.
No, girl, that's not cold. It dries after a little bit. Yeah. And you feel dry and ashy. No, bitch, that is Palmer's.
Mm-hmm.
Cocoa butter mixed cocoa with butter. The African mm-hmm. lady down oh, yeah, at come the on mall now. That she yeah, come scooped on. Up and then here you go, baby.
I like shea butter. I'll use shea Ooh. Butter.
Yes, girl.
What else do I use? I use this. There's this oil called goji oil that is Ooh. So expensive, Ooh. But my God, your legs, you can see them from space. They're so shiny.
Please send me the link. How do you spell okay. it?
G-O-G-O. No, that's go-go.
G-O-G-O?
I think it's G-O-J-J-O. Goji Love. Oil.
Uh-huh. No, so an eye? Am I crazy?
I don't know.
Okay, so work. She looks gorgeous. It's a chirp. Gorgeous. Undisputable. Then yeah. Tamisha comes in. Tamisha says, holla at me, you know. Holla at me, you know me. Holla at me, you know, you know me.
Girl.
Yeah, love I love it.
Said,
I love it.
I live, bitch. I live. Everybody in her hood was like, yeah, bitch.
She was great. She's incredible.
Perfect. I love her so much.
Love.
I love her. I'm only okay on her outfit. I guess I'm a monster. The business
I like these shoulder
cute.
Pads. Give me the business with the shoulder pads. Ooh, they pointing to God. I like them.
I did.
Okay, so we didn't like them. Oh, okay.
I did. The only reason, here you go. I felt if they're going to be that pointy, then it should have come to a straight point.
Okay.
The construction should have been sharper because it looked like bat wings that weren't doing anything.
Okay.
I just didn't. It didn't. And it just made her look so much more mother of the first lady of the bride giving her sanctified daughter away.
Okay. All right.
I agree. She looked like an auntie I've been to a Hufla with. You know what I mean? Like she bought that at, you know, on a rack at Belk, and I just...
But can we just go here then? I don't... Here we go.
Now, here we go.
Now, let's sing Tamisha's praises. Tamisha is the very
her.
Reason... No, no, no. But she's the very reason that everybody is out here saying Vanjie in the song, or Nicole in the song. You know, like, people putting their drag names in. She is the
she
originator...
Oh, she is?
Yes, she is the dog. Talk to the girl. Talk to Vanjie, Alexis Mateo. Anybody who's from the pageant system will tell you, Roxy Andrews, Coco Montrese, they will tell you that Tamisha,
mm-hmm.
she is the dog. She will, yeah. Girl, I'm telling you. However, I don't know. I
think she was just like, this look won't be critiqued. I'm going to... And it was.
Lies, because we all watch the show and we judge her entrance look. The
right.
hair was way too flat. If it was human, yeah. I feel like even if she wanted it down, I would have lived for like a deep finger wave and then mm-hmm. the strip. Something to kind of
Ooh, see, I would like the finger wave, like a nice finger wave, or just like building it up, like bigger,
yeah.
more volume. But I mm-hmm. I liked the suit. I really, I guess I'm alone.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if it was open. It was just too close. It just looked so.
Yeah, it was kind of attacking her neck.
Yeah, she looked very here I don't know. It was cute. But I don't know if fashion's her thing. Because if we look at the promo, and then we can look at the Meet the Queens, no shade. The promo, she had the feathers thing.
Yes.
They were like old, so sorry.
It was restrained.
Which is fine.
It was very restrained.
Which is fine if you're going to use old feathers, which I use old feathers, but we know to steam them so you bring them back to life.
You do what? You steam them?
You steam them to bring them back to life. Yeah.
Oh.
Learning.
Then
we're
she
learning.
Also had the ruffle thing.
Yeah.
It was just, so maybe fashion ain't her thing, but we can see that she can lip sync.
Yeah,
she's
and the,
fun.
They do. Yeah, they do this Janet song. They both did well. Tamisha's giving you like proper Janet choreo,
yes.
And Simone's maybe giving a little more of herself.
Yeah, she did own it. I think during all of that choreo, Tamisha winded herself a little.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think she got a little tuckered up.
mm-hmm.
But
lost the steam.
Yeah, it was just. I also felt like outside of the choreo. I felt like it was very Friday night with it. I just kind of wanted a little bit more.
Because
here you go. You think you're going home.
Mm-hmm.
And like Tamisha was the one who said, no, girl. She said goodbye.
She said, the lady said goodbye.
The lady said go.
Made me laugh so hard. The lady said go
home. She already
has
her merch out and I live. Her merch is already out. So she's like, buy it.
Get it, girl.
You better get it.
I love it.
So next we have Got Mick, and Got Mick comes in saying, time to crash the system.
Didn't get it until I saw it spelled out.
Right. It could go right past you.
Truly
but it's obvious.
Didn't get it. I was like, oh, okay. I guess she's going to like do something.
Yeah. She's making fun. She's using the word sis. I guess she's like a hacker. Maybe she's a hacker. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess that means I'm just like so progressive that like I didn't get it. Because, you know, people are people and I don't care.
Yeah! Progressives are the dangerous ones in the room, so don't be one.
Oh, then I guess I'm just, I don't know.
They really are, though.
She's wearing this fluff, really sickening thing. She has her white clown
signature
thing.
Face.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the fluffs in her eye makeup or the mirror, the fluffs in her dress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Looks great. Got Mick is a fashion queen.
Yeah.
I like the look. I like her signature, you know, white face. It's very Kiss. And Got Mick's got merch where she's got four Kiss faces. Wait, is she,
oh, really?
She in drag, he out of drag?
Yes, correct. Yes,
oh, okay,
yes,
great.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I had them correct me on my, I was like, wait, I'm not going to fuck it up.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot to look it up before talking about it. I got Mick did my makeup for Willem's Coverboy launch.
Amazing.
Yeah. She's truly incredible. I was like, who are you? You're fun.
I mean, she had her career in and out is pretty legendary. So we know she's going to be here for a while.
She's going to be working.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say I'm very excited to see these looks. Mm-hmm. Because now we would all use a resource if we had it. Now, not to say that she don't have coin, right? Because we know that she does.
Mm-hmm.
But for a time like this, in the middle of a pandemic, bitch, I'm pulling every resource I can. And when I tell you that the Getty family is her, like her
very
Abrams,
like her family,
like they are
really
her family. Yeah. Yes, girl.
Yeah, Gigi Gorgeous
and Miss Gigi Gorgeous
and like Nat's Getty.
There you go. So she's close to the family, plus close to Miss Gigi, plus
cha-ching.
Close to Miss Heidi Klum, plus close to Miss Paris Hilton. Bitch, I would have called every single one of them.
Every single
bitch,
one of them.
I
give
need
me all your clothes.
Everything.
Give
okay.
it. Give it to me.
Wow, cha-ching does no justice to that money.
Bitch, please.
I mean,
bitch.
That's I'm with you.
I'm
that's
excited.
Absolutely what I would have done.
I'm going to say this. This promo look did say, cunt, honey. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I was like, wait, it's a leotard, but she has chest. But that coat and that damn headpiece.
Cute.
The hair of a jewelry, which reminded me of the shape of your card hair from season 10. Like, the shape was kind of like that.
Oh, a double victory roll. Hers was a little bit more alien-esque.
Yes.
Very, very, you know, but like wider, but I do live.
But
I'm
do want to say you not being in the top for that card look is one of the greatest, you know, Drag Race crimes in history. It's just know that.
Sandy didn't win either, and she is paid, and so am
Hello.
I.
Now, then Utica comes in. Oh, tell me. Keep going, Monique.
Real quick, I just do want to say this. This has to be said. If Gottmik's looks are not turning, and I mean legitimately turning, I'm not saying, oh, this is a cute look, because the entrance look was cute. Mm-hmm. It was cute. I was looking for a lot more considering this promo look. I'm going to the shoe for me, I don't like chunky, thick heel. It just makes you look like Mickey Mouse.
It failed her too.
That part, I think if she was in a sharp stiletto on the floor, it would have just heightened the look, more red carpet. That's my only thing. Utica?
I loved this. Utica turned a fucking look, and I like her promo look. I liked her Meet the Queens. Utica's, I think, really interesting. And serving me, like, she dresses the way I kind of dress. I mean, granted, right now I'm in a hoodie and a weird shirt with a little monster on it. But when I get to leave the home, I love to, you know, mix and match a leopard with a flannel with a stripe. Yeah. So, you know, I love me mixing patterns and shit. And she's so tall. I love a tall queen with long legs.
Yeah. I love the patterns. I did like, I wish the strawberry made more sense.
No, didn't care. I really liked it.
I wish it was stoned.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get that when she walked in, I was like, another kooky bitch. The last kooky bitch, like me and Dusty Ray, are like best of friends. And that's a kooky, spooky bitch. Okay. So I was here for, I really think she's going to excel because her confessional looks are very, very clean to me. Like, I would wear it. Like, it's these patterns, leopard, plaid, da da da, neutral.
You like
beige,
her
whatever.
Confessional more than her drag look.
Very true, but I wish the drag look just had a little bit more money to it. So maybe the same thing, but just how can we, like, I feel like the green look, the hair, one looked too plasticky, and
her two, kitchen
it
sink.
Was that part, and two, it was too, it just didn't, so I just feel like she'll look good with money, like once she starts getting some coin, like Evie Oddly looks great, now that she has money, well, sometimes. But with money.
Yes. I'm here for it. And they get to lip sync to Rumors by Lindsay Lohan.
Which is an iconic song.
Bitch,
it's
I was lost.
Ugh, I love it.
You did say, who is Lindsay Lohan? You know who she is.
You know who Lindsay Lohan is?
No, girl, I was not one of those white girls. Girl, I was like fucking dick in the hood, okay?
I mean... I'm also not one of those white girls, but I know who Lindsay Lohan is.
But see, no, like I didn't grow up with her, like for real.
Oh,
like
I guess.
That.
So. Wait, how old are you?
35, but I didn't get cable. My mama said, we're not getting cable because you're not going to be looking at titties in my house. Well, titties would have helped.
They would have helped. Would have helped for their mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a very funny song to lip sync to.
It's a perfect song.
I was so
lost.
I was like, who is this? Where did they... I'm not living for the song selection already. I'm just as... looking at the list, you'll be like, what did they give us?
Yeah. They had to save some money with all these songs for sure.
I don't know. I thought it was a perfect choice. I love Rumors. I love Lindsay Lohan. I'm sick and tired. Wait, no, that's not how it goes.
Why won't they let me live?
Yeah, Monique doesn't like it. I live for it.
I'm lost. No, I just learned that Catherine McPhee, I didn't just learn this, but she had a song out back in the day called In My Open Toes. In My Open Toes.
Ba-da-da, sandals?
Yeah, open toe shoes, girl.
No clue.
I've never heard
I don't know,
that.
But it was that same era and my friends live for it. And I just look at them like, okay.
You got to listen to Lindsay Lohan's Bossy and then you still will not get your life, but you'll hear another song like that. Okay, Rose comes in and she says, hey, showing her blacked out tooth. What do we think?
It startled me, bitch. It was for sure shock value.
Well, I didn't get the black tooth.
It's funny. She's the daughter of Jim Carrey and Robin Williams.
Oh.
That's what she said.
Oh, I guess I just didn't get the joke. But I liked her entrance look. I thought it was really cute.
Yeah, I thought it was
Robin,
okay.
Well, I see very much Jim Carrey. Like, Jim Carrey had the strong genes, honey. The jaw, the teeth, the hair.
I don't know if she's talking about physicality-wise. I think her personality.
All of it.
All of
it. Okay.
All of it. That's Jim's son, girl.
I think that's a tall order. That is a tall order.
Robin Williams? I'm sorry. Excuse, you will not speak not of my Peter Pan. No, you will not.
I'm saying... For her to say, I'm as funny as Robin Williams and Jim Carrey is a tall order.
Girl.
Yes. And then to walk in with a black tooth. I mean, yes. I just don't get the joke. But like, honestly, sometimes jokes need to be explained to me and then I understand them. But I thought her entrance look was cute. And then
I wanted more.
Fair. Yeah. Okay. And then I liked Olivia Lux's. I thought it was cute. The rouging. The two
Can we talk about them hips?
Mom, hips.
Girl, she is thick like she's been fucking for a minute, girl. Like, she didn't look like that was a... There are certain drag queens, you would look at them, and you'd be like, bitch, this ain't pads. This is your body, bitch. Like, I don't see a lump, a line, a... Bitch, she... Ooh. Bitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
she's
I agree.
Just adorable. I fucking love her.
Her
love,
reveal
love, love.
Was how a reveal is supposed to play out.
Yes.
You never saw it coming.
Sure Burlesque. Didn't. And then
she
I
took
almost
it off
missed
at the
it.
Right time. Didn't fight it.
No. Oh, it was so good.
But some people, and they did an L. King song, X's and O's.
I didn't
it.
Know that song.
I was so lost.
I said, who's that? And we had to, I had to Shazam it.
I did know that song. I did know that song. And I know L. King. She's a fun lunatic. I was worried
their
for Olivia.
Their lip sync was also boring, though.
Sure. I was worried when the air guitar came out. I was like, oh, no, air guitars.
Yeah. I didn't mind it. But it could have been, I think, a little bit more.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everyone can just do... I think I said it last time I was on All Stars... And I don't think they aired it, but I was like, I would rather watch someone fail spectacularly than watch someone just like try to be good.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't give a shit if like you're trying to be good. I don't care. Like, I would rather watch, you know, you try to do a death drop and fall on your head. I don't know.
When
whatever.
She landed a sloppy one, it was so bad. That it jump. Was... Ooh, it was.
See,
no.
But I didn't mind it because she went for it. I just I would rather you just go for something than not. Like, I would rather someone be like, I would pull that back because then I know you can go there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like Candy Muse, I know what Candy Muse can do because she's already shown me a 10, you know? Yeah. And it's like she might have more in her, which is frightening.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Rosé's look and stage performance was very Ariel Versace-y. It was like, okay, I think, okay.
I just wanted more, like, here you go. It's another, like, oh, white queen in the fantasy hair with the, like, bubble pink. Okay, we get it. The rosé, cute. I feel Rosé is so much of a star that I feel like her trying to fall into this pattern of being into this girl group where everybody has the same kind of bubble gum like that will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And when you
like
look at Rosé that part, when you look at on her Instagram,
Clicks
you're like,
dangerous.
Who is this girl? And then when I saw her walk in, I was just like, this is it.
It was
and
a
then
little,
the
I
performance
like,
was
yeah, this is your
and
moment.
The makeup was she looked like she
and
needed
the
shave.
Okay. And the attitude was a lot. I was a lot of attitude.
Too much for you. There was no real funny. There was just tons of attitude and shade. I'm like, so there's no jokes. You've not landed not one. Not even a Tina Fey, like nothing. I was waiting.
Well, I think there was just a crack when Olivia walked in and Olivia was like, you were hosting the pageant I was in because I started drag 36 minutes ago. And I think that was like, I've tried so hard to be here and someone who I think it's a little bit of a Britta Aiden sitch where it's like, I don't deem you worthy enough to be here. And it's like, well, who gives a shit what you, like, if you think somebody's worthy or not, like, you just got to worry about yourself.
But isn't that kind of karma exposing your heart or the bullshit, right? Not even 30 seconds. Like,
true,
you said, true. I deem you not even really, like, bitch, you.
Yeah, it's like, and why
been,
would you?
I've been on this show, this show, this show, da 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 da, and I'm here, uh-huh. and just got sent home. Now, also, woo. This is real quick, just need to say this.
Please.
When we watch you lip sync and these promoters watch you, that they look at like how you perform, because if you're not a good lip sync, you ain't gonna make no money on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? That affects your bag. So to talk a good game, and
I thought Rosé did okay. I just did not like her attitude, especially when she was like, "Why would you audition if you're not ripe enough?" I'm like, because everyone wants to be.
Yeah,
on the
because
show.
Why not? Shangela had been doing drag for 2 minutes, literally two minutes, and
what?
Then she was like, "I'll do it." Like, she mm-hmm. did it before Alyssa did it. Do you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Shangela was like, I'm going to take this opportunity and show everyone. And then, you know, she went home first. And then Rue was like, come back. And then she got to come back. And she got to walk the fucking Oscar red carpet because she was like, mm-hmm. I'll bet on myself. I love anybody who will bet on themselves.
Yes.
People, when you know that you are a star, like, it doesn't matter. And each of them, like, Shangela was a star. That's when she got brought back. And then mm-hmm. that's when she got brought back again. Like, mm-hmm. she mm-hmm. is a star. And that's why, bitch, ugh, I love that
yeah.
one.
Liv. Okay, here's our final threesome. We have Tina Burner coming in the workroom.
I love Tina Burner. I am biased. I, like, she's a friend. She's friends with one of my friends in New York, my friend Evan.
Love.
So, like, I've been to her brunch. And, like, she's great. She's so funny.
Love.
I've been to, I can't remember what club. Oh, maybe I saw her at Barracuda. I don't know. Whatever. I like Tina Burner. Like, I love a New York queen.
She says, didn't your parents ever teach you not to play with fire? Now let's turn it, burn it, bitches, blah, blah, blah. And she's giving us firefighter.
Mm-hmm. I love
she's
it. I love it.
Very Nina West.
Yeah.
Very that.
I feel that she's more conceptualized than Nina West. So I feel like we're going to see, you know what I mean? Her confessionals are
she's
hysterical.
Funny. She's very
she
funny.
She gives me very much rough trade, like, maybe not like the roughest of trade. You know what I mean? Like,
medium
Nisha
rough
Plummer.
Trade.
Yeah, girl. Like, he's in the middle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You see him, and like, he's been eyeing you all night at the club. And then, you know, right? What do they call it? The sidewalk sale, girl. You should go home and get a 20 piece nugget, but he's like, mm-hmm. what's up? Girl, you know, because he kept flexing in that chair. And I was like, what's this bicep I see, girl? He was like, oh,
like,
I was like, who's this man, girl?
You're
very
like, I can get
Sasha
chicken
Valor.
After the hookup. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Who's Sasha? Who's the one who looks like
Sasha
Trey
Bell?
Sasha Bell, yeah.
Getting you naked all
time,
over the place?
When he sits in them chairs with them thighs, girl.
With them thighs, yes.
Them thighs.
You love it. You want chicken either,
and then,
either way.
Who walks in next? Is that Elliot with two T's? Or
Kamara
Hall? Love him!
What?
Kamara Hall comes in.
Oh, yes.
Saying the Mackie doll is finally out of her box.
You
she's
know what?
Pretty.
She's pretty.
She's so pretty. I love this look. She looks like a tangerine fantasy. She's painted. I like the big hair. I'm here for it.
I don't like the hair. I felt like she could have completed the tangerine fantasy and went with like an orange hair. I think it should have been up. The shape was like misshaped. It was like, and then down, and then had this weird lump in the back. I'm sorry. The neck down was very vagina. Like, I would wear it. I would for sure wear it. Outside of her being pretty, she's giving me very pheromone tees.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, like, I want it to glitter. I want it to glam. She knows her silhouette. She said, Mackie. Like, that's a silhouette.
Yes. And she kept being like, what are you wearing? You know when someone's asking a question just because they want you to ask them what they're wearing?
Uh-huh.
Who are you wearing? And then Tina did not ask her back. And I was like, yes.
Tina's boots were a little, it was like mustard gray poupon. It wasn't like yellow, you know?
And they were like boot covers. They were.
Yeah. I felt like she was almost no shade, girl. I felt like she was like, it was like a chicken restaurant and she was coming out like, hey, welcome to Walter's Chicken. You know what I mean? We got your $12.99 piece. Some like I wanted a basket of chicken in her hand. And then it was the fire thing, but whatever.
So was Tina a chirp or a burp?
She's a chirp.
Yeah,
good.
Chirp.
Kamara.
Chirp.
Chirp. Chirp.
Chirp.
And then Elliot with two T's comes in saying, I'm the queen you want to see. Elliot with two T's. Okay. Get into it. And she's giving Cameron Michaels, you know, like she might be that girl. She might. We're not sure.
This for me, I was like, this
you
isn't.
Are so stupid. So dumb.
Like, it wasn't super draggy for me. I was like,
no,
this is,
girl, she looked like Blanche.
I was like, this is like something I have in my closet, like that I wear normally for things. Like,
she looked like Miss Devereaux, you're saying?
Yes. No, Blanche Devereaux. Yes, like when they moved to Orlando, you know, like second season, when they got when they had the upgrade, girl, you know, when she was wearing little, I was like, this is Drag Race.
Yeah, I was a little confused.
But she did say something about Botox, so maybe that's where she spent her money.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, because she couldn't move her forehead.
No, girl.
I like it. I really like her.
I don't like
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a boo. It's a chop. It's a knock.
She's really refreshing and lovely.
She is. Don't you want to squeeze her nose? It's so like.
Yeah, she looks like a real Disney person. And I know she's like into Disney. Yeah.
No. Bitch, they chopped mine. Chop it.
I'm going to give it a light chirp.
Yeah,
I'm crazy.
I give it a cheesy chirp. But guys, unfortunately, I have to go.
Okay.
I'm bad at scheduling.
We love you.
I love you guys.
Bye. Well, we're almost at the end here. I just want to ask you, Miss Monique, we have our cliffhanger. We have our bottom seven girls. They have to vote one of them out. What the hell is that?
This is crazy because you really don't know who each other is yet. So it's like, how do you vote rightly? You know what I mean? And then this is the other thing. How do you get what they need? Six consecutive votes to be like this one person. What if everybody doesn't? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. How do you split it up? That's what's weird to me. Like when it's Survivor, you eliminate someone after you know them. It's like, I don't think there's as much fun drama in eliminating someone you don't know and then never seeing them again. You know, like what's the drama? I forgot to ask you, Lady Marmalade, the lip sync. Tina won it, right?
Real quick, let's jump back. The Bob Mackie girl. I just thought in my head, instead of orange would have been cute, like a tangerine, like a very beautiful lavender lilac. Hair becoiffed on her skin with that aura. Oh, bitch, that would have been vagina, girl.
That would have been it. What about her eyebrows? Are they too light? Am I wrong?
There's something right here. I think she shaves them off. Mm-hmm. But I think her Neanderthal bone comes to me. I think she should either make them a little bigger. It is her Neanderthal bone.
We all got it.
I don't have that DNA. I think she can cut her crease just to open up her eye space a little. She has beautiful eyes. She's gorgeous. But I think right here in the brow, there's something that's like, what's going
on? And she'll probably figure that out real soon.
She will.
Hopefully
she will.
A gal will tell her. But until then, she's going to tell everyone she's wearing Bob Mackie. I understand.
But this is my question. I'm going to be shady.
Yeah, do it.
Is it a real Bob Mackie? Is it a Bob Mackie lookalike?
Is it a
Bob Mackie replica?
Well, you know,
because that's going to be expensive if she's bought. That means that Jada bought that after she won.
You want to talk about Gettys? So I heard from Meatball, who was on last week, that she is friends with Bob Mackie. She is good friends with Bob Mackie.
She is a little Asian girl, you know.
Yes. Yep. You're saying.
No, well, I'm just saying, you know. If she's a seamstress girl, and then, you know, Bob Mackie's a seamstress, you know, just great company, but she's a cute little twink. She is a cute little twink, you know. Is sample size, girl. She's been like Bob.
She's you know like how those Bob. Mature wolves like to...
Bitch,
like to...
I'm going to say this. If she is Bob Mackie's friend, then she better had asked for that damn Cher dress.
I think she's going to just have a bunch of Mackies with her. And I think it's going to be a story this season of like, well, okay, cool. You brought a cute dress. Do you want to, can you do a drag challenge? Can you lip sync? Like, let's go.
Aquaria bought, well, she didn't just bring Bob Mackie, but Aquaria brought sickening designer things as well. So maybe she has other silhouettes. Because, you know, I mean, like, I didn't expect Aquaria to turn it in that American cowboy denim costume. It was some cow. It was Bob Mackie blue sequin something. And Aquaria turned it.
At the very end of the season, she had...
No, it was... That was the second... Well, I mean, at the very end, she had...
Oh, you mean the one... Denim and Diamonds.
Yeah, no, it was the same... That was the mini challenge, though, what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was
okay.
The second day. But it was a Bob Mackie. It was a different silhouette. I just feel like just because you have one designer doesn't mean that you're going to have sickening shit. That's why I think her... Got Mick being friends with the Gettys and them having mm-hmm. so many resources, you won't have just one silhouette.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So
resources. I'll be curious to see how it turns out. This lip sync's fun. I think, you know, it's unfair that there's three of them because your odds are immediately worse.
Yeah.
Tina does. You gave, I was watching your live earlier and you gave some great tips. One of them being like, don't go to the back of the stage.
Never.
Don't do it.
Unless you have to do it. Like, even when Candy did it, it was at the dun 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 dun. You kind of run back there and boom, hey, uh-huh. I just met you. Come back center stage. It's stage presence, it's theater, and it's your only opportunity to stay. So right. You're like,
I have a question because you were there when, oh, fuck, I guess you weren't there. Damn it. When Monet does that slide into the front light in season 10.
I was there.
You were there. Oh, yeah. That was way early in the season.
Yeah. And she even did the whole fake out with Candy did the fake out, like that other New York thing. But I just feel like it's just, if you're going to, you just have to steal the show. Mm-hmm. Like there was that one moment where her name was not Kahana, Kimora was mm-hmm. like kind of behind.
Elliot, Tina.
Elliot, yeah, he was behind Elliot. And I go, no, sis, you can't stand behind her and try to look mm-hmm. sickening and hope that RuPaul's going to look in between you. No, girl, mm-hmm. you better steal your... Like, I was a fan of not only performing to Ru, performing to that center camera, but mm-hmm. performing to the whole other side, like the production crew that they not even looking at, bitch. I'm giving a whole show and you... By doing that, you're spacing yourself out. That uh-huh. way, you're standing alone. If you watch Tina separated herself during the lip sync mm-hmm. so she could have her breakout moments. And that's why she stole the show.
Yeah, she killed it. She killed it. So she wins. We get to see the winning girls hang out. They're like, key, 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 key. We all won. We have
Can
our
we talk
girls.
About the melanization that was just in that room?
Beautiful.
In the winner circle.
A beautiful thing. A beautiful thing that Drag Race continues. You know, the show tries to uplift voices of color. If only the fans online could help the damn cause.
Yeah, like, very, very true.
It's a fucking struggle.
But it was
struggle.
Just great. I mean, I don't think that... well, let me just say... It was just great. Yeah, never mind. Shut up. Uh-huh.
Well, I am with you. I am a huge fucking fan of melaninized queens. I am so excited to see Nubia come back. I can't wait. I had tickets to that, to a damn show that, of course, got canceled because of the world. But, you know, we'll be back. We'll be back one day soon. In the meantime, we're going to see what happens with this. I want this season to get cooking because for me, this episode was just
an
like
appetizer.
An appetizer, like a defrosting dinner.
Yeah.
Like, was it enough for you? We need to see
know,
the next thing?
I didn't even feel like an appetizer because, you know, you can kind of get a little like full off some wings, you know, the little potato, what is it? The load of potatoes or something like
this
that.
Was,
the nachos. This was a fucking, salad. This was
I don't
a salad.
Even know. This was the guy has the appetizers and he goes right past you. And you're like, aha.
I felt like it was a salad with like two grape tomatoes, the cheap bacon bits, and then like three sprinkles of Parmesan cheese, you know, with the watered down
gracious.
Ranch.
That's gracious. I love it. That's right. I mean, look, I'm excited to get to know these girls. I want to see them interact. We didn't get as much of this with this format.
That part.
Would you want this format to come back?
I like, here you go. I feel they should have chopped somebody by now. Mm. You know what I mean? I feel like mm-hmm. I would have liked the winners to sat on the other side. You know what I mean? Like, and just made the pressure harder, even if they still, but just something to make them feel more of the pressure, like all of the winners who beat the girls out are sitting on the side. If I don't, then I feel we get to kind of know a little bit more, like, oh my gosh, I worked so hard. Tell me more about that. I don't know. I just want more.
I also thought we were going to get another lip sync at the end with all the girls that like part. Waiting to tonight. I was like, it'll be messy, but whatever. Let's do it. Instead, they just have to vote. How would you vote? Like, how would you vote?
I would probably vote on looks. And I would just probably, I would vote, because this is another thing for the people who are Drag Race fans. If you ever want to get on the show, as soon as you walk into the room, you need to be like jotting down different little things that you can read the girls because you know that challenge is coming. Okay. I would say, like, who was the shadiest? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would just sit back and just watch the room. And if I didn't like your look and if I saw that you were a bitch, I would vote you out.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And this weird thing they're making them do, I think it's fair. Again, I think it's weird drama to send that girl home. But, you know, we'll see. We love the show because it always reinvents itself, sometimes for better or worse. Oh, my God. Monique, is there any more advice you want to give to these girls? Pretending that this hasn't all been recorded, these girls are future Rue girls. What other advice would you give them?
I would tell you, okay, so you filmed the show, you got home, it's airing, boom. I would say everything that you did on the show, write it down and then think, is this a catchphrase? Did this become a meme? Is this a moment? So that way you can monopolize on those moments and then monopolize on everything that you did on the show. So now that you are an international superstar, start talking to these brands, even if they're small. Don't try to go after these mega million girls. Start small. Don't despise the days of small beginnings and build your fandom, build your voice, build your platform. So because this is your business now. And if you run it like a business, you will be very successful and lucrative. If not, you will be someone who just did a reality show.
Work, because what? Life's not fair. I live for you. I think you are an incredible queen. I want you to come back just because we need your personality, your sickeningness. You had the best rise to power in All Stars 4. You made that season.
Yes.
I love it. I fucking love you, and you're incredible. You have a new podcast that we need to tell the children about.
I do. I have a fabulous podcast called Ace of Hearts. It's every Friday on HeadGum or wherever you get your podcast. It's where we talk about just self-preservation, self-determination, love, life, sex, politics, just spirituality, wanting to connect with the Father. Girl, y'all know everything that I exude. And I'm going to make you laugh. I'm going to make you cry. I'm going to make you grow together in love and harmony.
It is so good. It is so good. It makes me feel lighter. It makes me feel happier.
Yeah.
You have to listen. Everyone listening has to listen. Good. It is. Somehow you both take me to church and you take me to the reception meal after church, you know,
like it's like, girl, we want you well fed over here, bitch. I'm on a thick bitch for no reason, bitch. Look at these thighs, even though we're turning them into muscles, bitch.
Ooh, okay.
A lovely 32 waist with a thick ass, bitch. Yes.
Smulla, my God, she's beautiful. Look at her dimensions. Monique, we loved you so much. Thank you for coming. That's it. But see you next time on Dragger. Go rate and review. Go rate and review Monique's new podcast and ours.
Yes, thank you.
Bye. Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.